T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
People, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Brian Ping. Our top local story, attorneys for Harvey Weinstein are declaring legal victory. A count involving one of the alleged victims has been thrown out for now.
This morning, this Los Angeles complaint against Harvey Weinstein was 11 indictments, now technically 10, involving 5 alleged victims. Weinstein's attorneys had argued in court that count 5 was beyond the statute of limitations, should be thrown out. The judge agreed, and for now it is out.
The judge did give the district attorney leave to amend count 5, but you can put a fork in count 5. It's done.
It's irretrievably defective.
That's one of his attorneys, actually two of them, declaring victory outside Los Angeles criminal court. They also wanted counts 6 and 7 tossed. The judge said no to that, but they say they're not giving up.
Count 6 and 7 will never be sustained. They are factually and legally flawed, not only because Mr. Weinstein is not guilty and innocent of those charges, but because they are barred by the statute of limitations. We will raise this issue again, it will come up again, and we will prevail on this issue. Count 6 and 7 will be dismissed eventually, one way or another.
Harvey Weinstein was brought into court in a brown jailhouse smock. He was wearing a blue face mask, and in court they asked that he be allowed to wear plain clothes, calling the look prejudicial. The judge disagreed, said no. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The president of the Los Angeles Fire Department's Latino Firefighters Association says the alleged cover-up of a senior commander who was allegedly on the job while under the influence of alcohol or drugs is one example of a bigger racial bias problem. A letter has been sent to the U.S. Attorney's Office calling for a federal investigation into the alleged incident and other racial bias and civil rights allegations. The department says it has asked the city attorney to investigate, and it will cooperate with any third-party investigation. It's a tough time in California right now with the drought, but Californians say they're ready to conserve and slash their water use.
The signs of a drought are everywhere. The brown hillsides, the barely half-full reservoirs. People are worried.
We got to do a rain dance or something.
It may come to that. A new poll shows that roughly 2/3 of voters don't think people are conserving enough water during this drought, and they don't think local governments are doing much to deal with the issue. Mark Baldessari is with the Public Policy Institute of California.
They realize that these are urgent problems. They're problems that are not going away.
It's clear, though, that people don't like to see water wasted, especially during a drought.
We just saw someone just watering the asphalt, and I was just thinking about that this morning.
Yeah, everything's drying up.
We'll see if the state moves toward any kind of mandatory restriction. John Baird, KNX 1070, News Radio.
When the subject of water conservation comes up during talks about the drought, it's the consumer that's usually targeted. But one local urban planning expert says a much wider discussion is needed.
Water use in California generally falls into 3 categories. Environment and ag top the list with about 90%. Then 10% goes to urban. UC Irvine urban planning professor David Feldman says, yes, we all need to do our part when it comes to water conservation. But he tells me the future really needs more recycling of this precious resource. Have you ever had a glass of filtered sewage water?
Yeah.
And he says it's good. Feldman says he totally gets it. Well, people might say, in his words, yuck. But he says we have to move away from that kind of thinking.
This is why we need more coordination,
more collaboration.
He says local water agencies need to come together to fast-track more water treatment and to educate the public to get comfortable with it. Beyond that, Feldman says there needs to be more of a push to capture rainwater when it actually does happen, because he says we're going to see less snowpack and runoff in the future. Vicki Moore, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Governor Newsom says more federal resources are badly needed to help fight wildfires, a story that is not unrelated to the drought. Newsom says the U.S. Forest Service is underfunded, understaffed, and needs big changes. He says it's responsible for managing the majority of wildfire-prone land in California. Newsom and Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak toured destruction from the Tamarack Fire south of Lake Tahoe, which has burned nearly 70,000 acres. They told CBS News help needs to come now, not later.
It just can't happen soon enough because the consequences of what we're all experiencing all across the western United States.
These fires do not recognize state borders. They burn across, they jump across highways.
Newsom noted that about a 500,000 acres have burned so far this fire season, which is more than at this point last year. 2020 ended up setting a record for acres burned in California, which was more than 4 million. The number of people applying for new unemployment benefits has dropped nationally, but not here in California. More than 67,000 people applied last week, and that's up nearly 11,000 from the week prior. Former EDD Chief Michael Burnick tells KNX the hope was that the jobless numbers here would go down in September once schools reopen and the extra unemployment money ends.
I think the Delta variant may delay that, and I think employers are also looking at ways they might be able to continue with fewer workers.
Burnick says California's numbers are higher than the national figures for a few reasons, which include limited child care availability. That makes it harder for some parents to return to work. It appears some unvaccinated Californians are taking the pleas from health officials seriously. The Times reports people who have been on the fence are showing signs of movement towards getting a vaccine. From July 18th to the 24th, providers saw a 5% increase in administered shots compared to the week before, but the state says that's not enough. It's going to be a little hard to see the smiles at the happiest place on Earth. Starting tomorrow, Disneyland says all members and guests age 2 and older will be required to wear a face mask while inside at all indoor locations. Vaccine status doesn't matter. The move by the theme park in Orange County is matching recommendations by both the CDC and the state's health department. Universal Studios Hollywood and Six Flags Magic Mountain are in L.A. County, which means they already had that mask mandate.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.